Riggs and Allie, rewind.
I was not here yesterday because I woke up and I started getting ready. And as I was getting ready, I realized that I couldn't stop scratching my thighs. And I knew that there was something going on my thighs.
I knew that if I sat here
all morning, the way the studio is set up and itched my thigh, it was going to look like I was itching my you-know-what.
Your junk area?
So.
Was it the outside or the inside? Because it looks like it. Is it everywhere?
What do you mean?
It looks like are you scratching the outside of your thigh or like the inside? Or is it all over your leg?
No. Here's what the deal is. I literally have this rash on my thighs.
Yeah.
Both thighs, same spot, nowhere near anything, you know, private.
Right.
But close to something private because it's almost
Nowhere near, but close to.
It's like your bikini line, okay? But
uh-huh.
It's not near it. But it's only that. It almost looks like a razor burn, okay?
So is it, there are bumps and stuff like that as well?
Look, all I know is it's itchy and there's something weird going on. So I spent all morning going like this and everybody thinks I'm itching my crotch.
From my vantage point, it looks like
thank
that.
Thank you. And
it
I could have come to work like that.
And I'd have been like, what
I would never would have heard the end of it.
No.
Plus, I wanted to know what was wrong.
What's wrong?
Before you reveal what's wrong, are these the same, like, identical marks? Like, same size, everything?
It's just like a little rash. It's not even a big area. It's like not even bigger than a size of, like, a slice of pizza.
That's what I was looking for. Okay.
It's not even that big. But it's on both sides, right at the bikini line.
What the hell?
I go in there, I go to urgent care yesterday, I go, I don't know what's going on, but I can't stop itching. Nothing's going wrong in any other areas.
Uh-huh.
But I'm really itchy on my thigh in these two spots. It looks like I have razor burn, but I don't. Like, it looks like chafing almost, but that goes away. You know, like when you go swimming.
Yes.
And you wear your swimsuit too long. And then you get a rash. That's what it looks like, and that's what it feels like. But those things go away after like an hour or two.
Yeah.
This has been there for 2 days.
Oh my God.
And I haven't been getting it on, just for the record, because Pottery Guy's been with his kid. So it's not even like I'm like, you know, screwing with the area here, people. So I go in there and she goes, well, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And I'm like, what is it?
What
is
you
itching my thigh?
What the hell did you think it was going to be?
I don't know what I thought. I didn't know. I said, do I have an infection of the skin? Like, did I like use a razor 4 days ago? I said I had a new razor.
Have you changed your detergent or anything, like your clothes?
I looked
maybe
to make sure Nancy didn't do anything when I was in town, because sometimes my mom will go buy a new type of detergent.
Yeah.
I went and looked. No, same stuff. I looked. There's literally nothing that would make any sense. So she goes, I think you have a yeast infection on your skin.
That can happen?
Yes, it happens in armpits. It happens in anywhere where there's like, you know, like moisture. And so I go, I'm sorry, huh? I have a yeast infection on my thigh?
What?
How am I even going to go to work tomorrow and tell people? See, look at Gibbons just waiting to make fun of me.
No, I
and
swear to
God. And then Pottery Guy wants to know, when can we get it on again? I go, not for a while, buddy.
I swear to God, I am learning right now.
Well, I had too.
You
I thought you could only get that
infections
in, the,
in any place with moisture. So. Yeah, no. I've had, like, the girl yeast infection.
Yeah?
Oh, sure.
I've never had one on my actual skin.
You get that from making out with a Pillsbury Doughboy, right?
I guess. I don't know. So then this morning I started looking. I thought, I'm like, because she gave me this prescription cream, so I just put it on my thigh.
Yeah?
And it's literally right on my bikini line. And right now I'm wanting to itch it because I'm thinking about
it,
and it's making
you're
me
doing,
crazy.
Don't itch. You're doing a good job. I haven't seen you itch at all this morning until just now.
So I put the cream on. I do it twice a day, and then it'll be gone soon. But I said, I can't believe I missed freaking
texted
I'm so mortified. I even have to say this on the air. A yeast infection on my thigh? What does that even mean?
Somebody said it's from his beard.
Oh,
it could be.
God, it
could
not
be.
I knew somebody was going to say that, you sickos.
I would just like to say, on the record, yeah. Allie.
It's not from his beard, but I'm not going to get into detail why.
This is something that Allie and I have.
I got an IUD, ladies. You know what I'm talking about. What?
Something that you and I have in common.
What, yeast infections on our skin?
No, we've both gone into urgent care and gone, what's this weird rash? And they've said, just take this cream for a couple of days and you'll be fine.
Just leave. Take this cream and go away.
Just go.
What did you have?
You don't want to know what I had.
You had a cream?
Something.
Dude, she's talking about her rash and scratching her crotch. You got to talk about your rash now. Come
on. What are you talking about?
I had a little gonorrhea way back in the day, and they said there's a cream and a salve for that.
I thought you meant today.
No, not today.
This is years ago.
I don't have gonorrhea. Jesus.
Okay.
But I did start to wonder, And I'm literally looking down my pants right now. Like, I stood up when I was buttoning up my jeans and, like, looking. I thought, I wonder if I have any, like, skin because I've lost so much weight. Like, skin almost, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, people always ask me, do you have skin? I'm like, I do. That's why I'm at the gym.
But I'm so curious, like, about this.
I don't know. It could be. It's hard to explain without being vulgar or getting too graphic on the radio.
We'll do it
on social media afterwards.
I have a vision.
Let me look at my crotch. Hold on.
I have a vision in my head of what it is, Riggs. And it's terrible. And I want to match it up, but I can't ask Allie to take her pants off. I don't really want to see it
right now, but you'd see my underwear.
Would it weird you out? Because I want to know.
And then you can see the skin thing I'm talking about.
Okay, Riggs, look.
Are you serious?
I'm honestly curious.
That sexy underwear because, hello, I'm a mom, and it's Tuesday, and I'm not getting
any
today.
I don't want to look at
you
this.
You don't have to look. I'm just out of curiosity.
Why are you so curious? Okay. Don't look then, Riggs.
Yeah, what the?
No, I'm not going to look at this. She's walking over like unbuttoned.
You see it right there?
You know what? Okay, Allie.
Do you see it?
Yes.
I'm showing him my crotch right now, and it doesn't go past my bikini line.
I signed paperwork saying we wouldn't do stuff like this.
Can I put my pants?
Yes. Okay.
I'm very uncomfortable right now.
Showed him everything.
My hand to God. That helped. That helped so much.
Do you see what's going on? It looks like a razor burn, does it not?
That gave me goosebumps, okay?
What, because I figured her crotch gave you goosebumps?
I figured it out.
What?
I really think whoever said it's Pottery Guy's beard is right.
It is not his beard.
It's right in that position where when you're...
What you're thinking, but no.
It was not
it's
there.
It's not from that.
Having, it was not down there.
You got to show Riggs. Riggs, you have to see it.
No.
Riggs, you have to see it.
No, I'm not going
to
be peer pressured.
No. My pants off to show him
my take your word for it, all right? I'm not going to look down my sister's pants.
It's not from the beard.
No. It looks like it, though.
Everyone said, this is escalating quickly.
Somebody said, this is not what I want to hear on my drive to work. Yet here you are, listening and texting.
Would you rather be a yeast infection or his beard?
A yeast infection, so none of you know what's going on in my bedroom, you weirdo.
You tell us every day. We already know.
Look, I got cream. I've never had... Whatever. Leave me alone.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.